with SRN News. I'm John Scott. On this Super Tuesday, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says it's time for the GOP to rally behind former President Trump as the party's 2024 presidential nominee.
I think the time has come, especially if Donald Trump sweeps the states today on Super Tuesday, for Ambassador Haley to announce that she is suspending her campaign supporting Donald Trump. He won't quite get to the formal number of delegates he needs to have the nomination in hand today, but it's a foregone conclusion.
Senator Cotton interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. SRN News will be providing special reports throughout the evening and live wall-to-wall election coverage and analysis. We'll begin at 5 p.m. Eastern at salemnewschannel.com. Also at srnnews.com, a breakdown of Middle East ceasefire talks.
3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages have ended without a breakthrough, Egyptian officials say. Less than a week before the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, the informal deadline for a deal, the US, Qatar and Egypt have spent weeks trying to broker an agreement in which Hamas would release up to 40 hostages in return for a six-week ceasefire, the release of some Palestinian prisoners and an influx of aid to address the humanitarian catastrophe in the isolated territory. I'm Charles Tillodesma.
Ukraine claims that it sunk another Russian warship in the Black Sea using high-tech sea drones. As Kyiv's forces continue to take aim at targets deep behind the war's front line, Russian authorities did not confirm that claim. Stocks are losing ground. The Dow is down 499 points. This is SRN News. Israeli Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz in Washington Monday, meeting at the White House and raising concerns about Vice President Kamala Harris's call for an immediate ceasefire in Israel's war with Hamas terrorists. Across America, polls suggest evangelicals are strongly in Israel's corner. And in Dallas, Pastor Jack Graham has declared his unwavering support for Israel.
You can't negotiate with terrorists. And so I would call upon every Christian and certainly pastors to support Israel and to pray for the hostages and their families. And let's eliminate the terrorists and those who would destroy Israel. Because once Israel is down, if it goes down, and it won't, God said he will preserve it. But if Israel goes down, then it puts the whole world in the crosshairs of these terrorists. And they're coming for Christians next. So it just won't end in Israel.
Jack Graham, senior pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, which recently hosted relatives of Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas. This is SRN News. A guilty plea from a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman charged with leaking highly military documents.
Appearing in Boston's federal court, 22-year-old Jack Teixeira admitted to leaking highly classified military documents about Ukraine and other national security secrets while he worked at the Air Force Intelligence Wing at the Otis Air Base in Massachusetts. Prosecutors are calling for a 17-year prison sentence for the willful retention and transmission of national defense operations. Teixeira's attorney says he is remorseful. That leak raised alarm over America's ability to protect its military secrets. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A big discovery. Scientists have confirmed the presence of a gray whale off New England. The gray whale went extinct in the Atlantic Ocean 2 centuries ago. More details at srnnews.com.